Hello everyone, Ryan Stevens back on the Pick and Rollout. We've got games in the early part of the day on Thursday, March the 14th, championship week rolling on. We're going to get things started in the MAC conference. The top eight teams make that conference tournament. This one tipping off at 11 o'clock Eastern on ESPN+. We've got the conference champions of the regular season, the Toledo Rockets, against the Kent State Golden Flashes. Toledo, a four-point favorite in this matchup. Toledo went 20-11 overall this season, 14-4 in conference play. Kent State, 15-16 overall, 8-10 in the MAC. Kent State lost their last two games of the regular season and three of their last five. Toledo comes into this one with a three-game winning streak of their own. Toledo, 14-5 straight up in their last 19 games overall. They've won 17 of their last 20 against teams from the MAC East Division. Kent State has failed to cover each of their last six games. They're just 2-4 straight up over that stretch. They are 0-5 against the spread in their last five, 1-4 against the spread in their last five against teams from the West. They have won six of their last eight games on Thursdays, and they have covered nine of their last 12 against Toledo. However, those two were not the last two those teams have played. Toledo swept the regular season series with 14-point and 15-point victories, respectively. I think this goes a similar direction. I'll take Toledo minus the points. 151.5 is the total. Kent State has seen the over hit in four of their last five overall and five of their last six in the month of March. Toledo over in six of their last nine overall and each of their last five in the month of March. This one is going to go over 151.5. Noon Eastern on Big Ten Network. We've got Big Ten basketball. Michigan State taking on Minnesota. Michigan State, a 7-point favorite in this matchup. They come into this one 18-13 overall this year, 10-10 in the conference. Minnesota, 18-13 overall as well, 9-11 in the conference. Minnesota lost four of their last five to close out the regular season, as did Michigan State. So neither team coming in with a whole lot of momentum into this one. In that five-game stretch, Minnesota also 1-4 against the spread. They have gone 10-4 against the spread, though, in their last 14 Big Ten games. So some recent struggles, but some recent success as well, if you take just a little bit further look back. They've won just three of their last 11 games straight up in the month of March, but have covered each of their last six games played on Thursdays. Michigan State, similar to Minnesota, with that 1-4 straight-up record in their last five, that matches their record against the against the spread. They're also 1-4 at the window. They have won six of their last nine games on Thursdays. When these two teams have met, they split the regular season series with the home team winning each game. Minnesota has covered four of the last five against Michigan State, despite Michigan State winning eight of the last 10. I think both of those trends continue here. I think Michigan State wins, but Minnesota covers. I'll take the Golden Gophers plus a touchdown. 135.5 is the total. The total has gone over in 10 of Minnesota's last 15 games overall. Michigan State has seen the under hit in five of their last six, as well as five of their last seven in the month of March. These two teams have seen the under hit nine of the last 12 times they have played. I think tomorrow makes it 10 of 13. I'll take under in this matchup. We head back to the Garden and the Big East Tournament, 2:30 p.m. Eastern on FS1. Seton Hall taking on St. John's. St. John's is up to a 4.5-point favorite in this game. They come in 19-12 overall this year, 11-9 in Big East play. Seton Hall 20-11 overall, 13-7 in the conference. St. John's is hot right now. They come in having won each of their last five games of the regular season, and that's coming off a stretch where they lost five of six in their previous stretch. Seton Hall 3-2 in their last five games, but they did have two victories to close out the regular season as well. Seton Hall 12-6 straight up in their last 18 Big East games. They've only covered one of their last five on Thursdays. St. John's 6-1 against the spread in their last seven games in the month of March. They are just 3-10 straight up, though, when playing games on the road. I'll let you decide if this is a road game for St. John's or not, being played in New York City. These two teams met twice in the regular season, Seton Hall winning both games by 15 and 6 points, respectively. St. John's has lost 6 of 7 to Seton Hall. Seton Hall has covered 6 of those 7 meetings as well. I think this goes similarly. I like Seton Hall actually catching 4.5. 143.5 is the total. The total has gone under in 4 of St. John's last 5 Thursday games, as Seton Hall has seen the under hit in 13 of their last 16 in March. It has gone over in 6 of their last 9 overall. These two teams, though, have seen the under hit in 8 of their last 10 meetings. We're going to see that trend continue, and we're going to go under 143.5. Our last game on this episode of the Pick and Rollout, we head to SEC Network at 1 o'clock Eastern. The LSU Tigers taking on the Mississippi State Bulldogs. The Bulldogs, a 5-point favorite in this matchup. They went 19-12 overall this year, 8-10 in conference play. LSU, 17-14 this season, 9-9 in the conference. Mississippi State lost their final 4 games of the regular season. LSU 3-2 in their last 5 games to close out their regular season campaign. In that stretch, though, LSU has only covered 1 of their last 5 games. They are 2-4 against the spread in their last 6 against teams from the SEC, and they've only covered 2 of their last 11 in the month of March. Mississippi State, similar. As I mentioned, that 4-game losing streak, they are also just 1-4 against the spread in their last 5 games. They have failed to cover the spread in each of their last 7 in the month of March. They've won 6 of their last 7 straight up on Thursdays and are 4-2 straight up in their last 6 Thursday games playing away from home. These two teams met one time this year. That was on February the 28th. That game played in Baton Rouge and was a 20-point victory for the Bulldogs. Mississippi State is just 2-4 straight up against LSU in their last 6 meetings, but the Bulldogs have covered 4 of the last 5 meetings between these two. I actually like Mississippi State to get the win here. I think they cover. I'll take the Bulldogs minus 5. 145 is the total. The total has gone over in 5 of Mississippi State's last 6 games overall. When looking at LSU recently, they've seen the total hit in 4 of their last 5 Thursday games. When these two teams have met recently, the over has hit in 14 of the last 19 meetings. I think that continues as well, and this one gets over the total. That's going to do it for this episode of the Pick and Rollout. Be sure to subscribe to the feed wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll be back with another episode covering some later games on Thursday. And of course, we'll be here throughout the rest of championship week and weekend, right through the big tournament and the Final Four. For the Pick and Rollout, this is Ryan Stevens. Thank you for joining us.